गोपि
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
We are reading from Canto 7, Chapter 1, entitled The Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone, Text 20.
Katham tasmin bhagavati durvagraya dhamani pashyatam sarvalokanam layam eyatur anjasa.
Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. How was it possible for Shishupal and Dantavakra in the presence of many exalted persons to enter very easily into the body of Krishna, whose nature is difficult to attain? Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Shishupal and Dantavakra were formerly Jay and Vijay, the doorkeepers of Vaikuntha. Merging into the body of Krishna was not their final destination. For some time they remained merged, and later they received the liberation of Sarupya and Salokya, living on the same planet as Lord in the same bodily form. The Shastra gives evidence that if one blasphemes the Supreme Lord, his punishment is to remain in the hellish life for many millions of years, more than one suffers by killing many brahmanas. Shishupal, however, instead of entering hellish life, immediately and very easily received Sayujya Mukti. That such a privilege had been offered to Shishupal was not merely a story. Everyone saw it happen. There was no scarcity of evidence. How did it happen? Maharaj Yudhishthir was very much surprised. Before speaking, I'd like to take blessings from all the senior disciples of Prabhupada, His Grace, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj and Her Grace Malati Prabhu, and all the assembled Vaishnava. Please bless me that I can speak, because it's a new experience for me and not qualified yet, been instructed to speak. So I'll just try whatever little fund of knowledge I have. I feel like speaking, a crow speaking in front of a swan-like personality is here. Actually, in this sloka, there's one law of physics. Second law of physics is every action has equal and opposite reaction. So similarly, there is law of karma. So law of karma is whatever good or bad activities you perform, accordingly you are awarded with suffering or enjoying. So here Yudhishthir Maharaj, actually he is aware of all this thing. He knows, because he is a knowledgeable person. He has all knowledge of Vedas and Shastras. So he knows that the law of karma. So here he is actually disturbed and surprised that how come Shishupal, who is blaspheming the Lord and he is getting the Sayujya Mukti, merging in the form of Lord, merging in the body of Lord. So he asked this question to Narada Muni, that why he is awarded this liberation. So there's actually in the purport it is mentioned by Prabhupada that when one blasphemes the Lord, what is the punishment? The punishment is equal to the millions of years more suffering in hellish planet than the person who is punished, who has killed the Brahmana. So this type of punishment should have been given to Shishupal, but on the contrary, he has been rewarded with the Sayujya Mukti. So why? So why is Shishupal been awarded? He asked this question. Actually, what is mukti? Actually, mukti is to be free, liberation. To be free from this material life. The attack of Maya is there always in this material life, and Maya is controlling. To free from this is liberation. So in the purport, Prabhupada has mentioned three types of muktis, the liberation: Sayujya, Sarupya and Salokya. So it is, Prabhupada is saying that not only is getting this Sayujya Mukti, but is the final destination is Sarupya and Salokya Mukti. Sarupya is getting the form as the Lord is having. As in Vaikuntha, all of the devotees are having the same form as Nara and the 400 form. So that type of Mukti he has got the same form as Narayan. And Salokya means staying in the same place where Lord is residing, in this abode. So he is getting the position in a Vaikuntha. So what is, so the, normally if we see the conditioned soul, when he sees someone is in favored, and he is, as he thinks that I am doing as he is doing, and I am also not doing what he is not doing, but I am not been rewarded, but the other person is rewarded. The conditioned soul is always is envious of the other person. He thinks like that. So similarly, in our devotee circle also, it's not that devotees are the practicing devotee. So also he is not transcendental. He also has been affected by this thing. And he also thinks that sometimes, so for instance, when Guru Maharaj is having some mercy on some particular devotee, the other devotee thinks that, why, how come I always attend Mangal Arati, every day I am doing so much of seva, this and that. But that person only comes on Sundays, but he is getting the mercy. So that thing is there imbibed in us, all of us. So that envy is there, that was, but actually that is not good for, that is not healthy for the progress in the devotional life. So that, but here actually Yudhishthir Maharaj, actually why he is asking this question, he is because he is not challenging the decision of Lord, kind of. Normally what this conditioned soul and we practicing devotee, what we think that we always challenge, why this thing happened to me and why not to him. But Yudhishthir Maharaj here is not challenging the decision of Lord. He is actually, he knows that whatever Lord do is good, and whatever Lord is doing, there is nothing wrong in it. There should be some reason behind it. So that is why, to clarify this, and for the benefit of all of us, he asked the question to Narad Muni. He is asking that why he has been given this liberation. So he is actually confused. So why when one gets confused, and when he is not able to take, he thinks that both the things are right. Lord is magnanimous and is merciful and he cannot do anything wrong. That is also right. And Shishupal, who is so sinful, and he is getting this Sayujya Mukti. So he is confused between these two things. He thinks that both the things are right. So why the thing has happened? So he is asking Narad Muni about this. But actually, he is the Supreme Father. Lord is the Supreme Father. So he cannot do anything wrong. He actually, as in Gita, he says that he is equal to everybody. He is not impartial. As the chapters, the title of this chapter is also, the Supreme Lord is equal to everyone. He is equal to everyone. But why then Shishupal got this special mercy? Actually, then Narad Muni then explains about how Shishupal and Dantavakra were Jay and Vijay, and how they were been cursed by four Kumaras, and that how. So actually, that was, sometimes Lord gives the special mercy to the devotees. And in the Bhagavatam, if you see, it's apparently, it will look that Lord is favoring the demigods and is chastising the demons. It will, if you see any chapter of Bhagavatam, or in fact any Leelas, you see that Lord is always supporting the demigods and chastising the demons. So it will look that he is partial, but he is not partial. He awards according to the karma. As say for instance, the judge in the court, what is his job? His job is to judge that who is right and wrong, and accordingly he has to give the punishment or release the person. So this is, the Lord is exactly doing whatever the karma one has performed, accordingly he is rewarding or he is making him suffer. So here the Shishupal, they were actually the devotees of the Lord. They were the good servitor of the Lord. They were the doorkeepers of Vaikuntha. But actually saying they didn't offend four Kumaras. They were doing their duty. But four Kumaras felt themselves to be offended and they cursed them. So Jay and Vijay, they with the folded hand accepted the curse and took birth as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. So they were been cursed to take three births, so three Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, Ravan and Kumbhakarna and Dantavakra and Shishupal. So they take. So Lord, when He gives the special mercy, so He actually makes the Jaya and Vijaya the enemy of the Lord. So how people will think that if He has given the special mercy, why He has made the enemy of the Lord, who have always blaspheming the Lord? Why He has made them the enemy? Because if you think in the day-to-day life also, you'll see you won't remember the friends more, you'll remember the enemies more. Because always whenever you are thinking, you'll forget whatever good someone has done to you, but always remember the bad someone if has done to you. So you will remember the enemy. So similarly, He wanted that Shishupal and Dantavakra and similarly Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu and Ravan and Kumbhakarna to remember the Lord always in their demoniac form also. He wanted that they intensely remember Him. So all these six characters, if you see, from the day one, from when they were born, they were always, maybe not what it was Anukulena, not whatever actually is Anukulena, as there is a word in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Anukulena Krishna. No. So the devotion should be Anukulena Krishna. No. This is not Anukulena. But then also they were always in remembrance of Lord. They were envious of Lord and always remembering Lord. So that was been, actually this is a special mercy by the Lord, which has been given to them to become an enemy of a Lord. Because in that position, they can remember the Lord more. So this was... So the main reason behind them actually our existence is also that they all were envious and full of ego. So these two qualities, what they were having, were actually always the hindrance in the life of progressing in devotional life. So if we see, the root cause of our existence in this material world is envy. And when we are envious of somebody, we cannot think good for anybody. So these two were full, this Shishupal and Dantavakra were full of envy and ego. They were... So always if you see in Prabhupada's lecture, in each and every lecture, he'll speak about the humility factor, which is very important for the progress in devotional life, because without it, it is impossible to progress. Because as Jesus Christ also says, there is no place for one who is not humble and meek in the kingdom of my Father. So whenever one is envious or egoistic, he falls down actually, forget about the progress. So we have to, as a practicing devotee, we should always guard against these two things. As yesterday Sarvabhavana Prabhu was mentioning about that all the bad qualities such as lust, greed, anger, ego, envy, ego, everything can be used in favor of Krishna. Everything can be used in service of Krishna if it is transformed, as lust is transformed into love. Anger can be used to blaspheme who are blaspheming the devotees of the Lord. And greed, we should be greedy about getting any service or any which is favorable for our devotional service. So similarly, everything can be used, but this envy is such a thing which cannot be used anywhere in devotion. So we have to guard against these two things. And humility is such a thing that however advanced you may be in the devotional life, but at every point of your life, you will need this. And every point of your life, you have to make a special endeavor to cultivate this. Because till you reach to that abode of Lord, you can, at any point of time, if you lose this thing, humility, then you can fall down. Because So we have to be very careful. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishnuna, Amani Namanadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. So we have to be as like the straw in the street, and like tree. So how straw is, if somebody spits on it, somebody steps on it, and he has been swept out, then also it remains as it is. And we have to be tolerant like a tree. Whichever season it may be, a winter, summer, or rainy season, it tolerates everything without complaining. So we have to be always and give respect to everybody. So this is the without which we cannot even think of progressing in the devotional life. So we should be always be guarding against these two bad qualities. And about actually this Shishupal, why he was been blaspheming? The main thing behind is the ignorance. Ignorance. When one blasphemes any other person, when he is not knowledgeable, when he doesn't know it, when he is ignorant, and when he is ignorant, he thinks that he doesn't think the Lord to be the controller or Lord to be the original creator. He thinks that. As when he was blaspheming 100 times, he was been telling the blaspheming words to the Lord. He was always speaking about Lord not to be the controller, and he is not a Bhagavan, he is not a Lord. He was telling that he is a Gwala, he is not actually eligible to be on that place what he is. He was always, when one is ignorant, he thinks that he is superior. He doesn't accept the authority of the Lord when one is ignorant. Actually, yesterday when I was going through the streets of Bombay, I saw some billboards. And billboards, or there were some advertisement of a fashion magazine, Vogue. It was written that before coming to fashion, it comes to war. So they think that they are the original. The things, and there were too few other advertisements. There was the advertise of one yogurt curd, Mother Dairy. So they said introducing the curd, the creamy curd. So they think that they are the introducer of the curd. And there was one more. Yeah, the builder was advertising. He wrote that this is not construction, this is creation. So everybody is so much affected by this two factor, ego, envy. They think that if they are everything, they have the power to do everything. They are the creator, they are the introducer, they are the original. So this is there in everybody, and it is very subtle actually. This thing will never go until you reach the platform of pure devotional service. As a practicing devotee, we also have proportionally, and we have, according to our advancement, we have this subtle thing in us. So we have to try to dispel this thing and always remember our position as Das, Das, Dasanu Das, which is very important. So I'd like to conclude. Hare Krishna. Rantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki. Yeah. Well, I'm not qualified to be here. Actually, it was all of a sudden yesterday Jagannath Tirth Prabhu called and he told me to be here. So I had accepted to execute this service, but really actually I'm not qualified to be here and speak about this great granth. Please forgive me for tolerating me. Thank you.